So I'm here at Simply Skate on the Eastwood Trading Estate in Rotherham. But the irony is I'm not doing any skating today. I'm trying my hand at ball hockey. Not the kind of hockey I'm used to covering, but I'm here to give it a go anyway. Alongside me, I've got Joe Hattersley, who's the assistant captain of the Sheffield Steelers Ball Hockey Club. So Joe, I guess the first question is, what is ball hockey?
The best way to describe it, I think, is it's really just ice hockey, but on foot. A lot of people get confused with field hockey, but you know, essentially it's just ice hockey, same rules, same gameplay and everything. It's just you don't play it on ice, you play it on a roller rink sort of thing.
And as we look around, we've got a traditional kind of looking hockey rink. You know, we've got the nets up at either end, we've got the smaller hockey goals, and you know, it's quite evident to look when you look at the players that we've got around us. They're all wearing hockey jerseys, helmets, and they've all got ice hockey sticks in hands. So take me back to the start. How did, you know, this ball hockey club all start? Because you originally, was it set up as the Rotherham Renegades? Is that how it all kind of started?
That's how it started, really. And then the other assistant captain, Dan, he approached Mike O'Connor with the idea to set this up under the Steelers banner. You know, we don't just play hockey for as a Steelers ball hockey. We actually help them out if we can as well with the juniors, and sometimes on match nights, and we try and promote their brand. And Mike seemed to love the idea, so you know, we can't thank him for the opportunity. It's great to be sort of called Steelers, if you will.
How much of a benefit is it being associated and affiliated with the Sheffield Steelers as a nice hockey club?
Oh, massive. I mean, sometimes we get 25 players down on a weekday just to train. I don't think that would happen without that name. You know, they give us advertisement. Just the name, the Steelers, just attracts hockey fans in general. And when you've got 4,000 or 5,000 fans at a weekend and they want to be involved and they want to be called Steelers themselves, doing ball hockey when you don't have to skate, really, all you have to do is run about and handle a stick, it's your easiest way to be called that.
Did the juniors get a real kick out of being called Steelers as well? Is that part of the appeal, and have you seen numbers swell since you've taken on the name?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think one child explained it perfectly well to me on Monday. He says, on Saturday when I pull that Steelers top on, I play for the Sheffield Steelers, and that's what they perceive. You know, it's a big thing for them. They feel proud, and you know, they feel like they've actually made it to be a Steeler, and that's what it's all about, really, for them.
Ironically, at the moment, we're kind of waiting for the balls to arrive, aren't we? So someone's forgotten the ball,
yeah,
so the guys are
so
the guys are playing with it with a bottle at the moment. The ball in question has just arrived, so we better get on the court and get on with it.
Yeah, we better do. I want to play some hockey.
Right, boys, we'll just do things a bit different tonight. We'll start with scrimmage first. Get everyone nice and warm, yeah? So we'll split off into teams. Do you want to drop on that team? All we're going to do is just going to have a game like you'd see at Steelers or whatever, just 4-on-4. My name's Wayne Porter. I've been the coach for Steelers Ball Hockey Club for about 2.5 years now. I play in defence, obviously coaching the club, picking the teams. I've been around hockey for a while, really. I used to play street hockey when I was younger. Slowly developed into ice hockey. And then this is obviously quite a new sport in Britain, so when it started up, a couple of mates were playing. They got me down, and I've really enjoyed it and stuck with it.
Callum Mills, captain. Been obviously with the Easton started. Been playing ball hockey about 5.5 years now. I've followed Steelers since pretty much first season. I was obviously only a little lad, but my dad got free tickets and going ever since.
So is this a way to kind of, you know, participate almost in the game?
Definitely. Obviously, some people struggle to skate and things, and one way or another, it costs your equipment, and it's easy enough. You can see here, lads have got trainers, shin pads and gloves on. So,
in terms of ice hockey versus ball hockey, have you played both?
Yeah, play both, enjoy both. I think my body prefers this a bit more now. So.
We were talking earlier about how the sport's grown and developed. So, you know, how have you seen the sport change since you've been involved in ball hockey?
Massively. You've got teams, obviously a couple more teams in Sheffield popped up. Nottingham, I think they've got 10 plus new teams have appeared. Newcastle have got a fair few as well. I think Gillingham have just started up. Cardiff have got 2 or 3 teams down there as well.
So it's definitely a growing sport?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, it's a massive spread. When, you know, February time, we have there's a 4-on-4 competition in Newcastle. That's got teams Tayside up, Norfolk border, as well as obviously teams from around the UK as well.
Mm. What do you think's been the catalyst behind the recent growth? Because you've got the World Junior Championships coming here in 2016 in Sheffield. You know, that's obviously a sign that the sport's going the right way in this, you know, in this region. What do you think's been behind the change?
Well, a lot of people have followed hockey for a long time. It's probably the simplest and cheapest way to play it.
Somebody help him then!
I'm shattered.
Good shift.
So, Callum, I've just come off after my first shift. What did you make to that?
Great stuff. Put yourself in good positions. A little bit more practice, and I think it was your first, second touch. Nearly nicked a goal.
Got a shot off, but the goalie got in the way, I think.
He's a big guy.
I think I was trying to get a short side, and I don't think there was quite the gap there to put it there, really. So, you know, you can tell by the fact that I'm out of breath now. You know, it's an energetic sport. It's high intensity.
Yeah, definitely. Like, even though you're only, you know, a couple of minutes, it feels like a lifetime.
There's a heck of an amount of skill involved. My stick handling skills aren't really up to it. My, you know, my first touch isn't kind of there. But, you know, guys around me have got a fantastic kind of control of the ball.
Yeah, it takes, like anything, it takes time. But some people, you know, they take to it quicker. And what you can see, it's, once you've done it a few times, you sort of have that. I
certainly stings when you catch the ball on the hand as well.
Yeah, a couple of lads on here, though, after a game, you can see some nice bruises. Timmy, organise it, mate. 2-on-2. Save, Rick!
Right, so I just come off after my second shift. Had a couple of shots as well, but it wasn't to be, I don't think.
Well, no, I think third time's a charm, I think. You have to get back out there. But you are facing as number one keeper, which, but at best of times, an easy swing to do.
Bang it light! Good shout! Good go! Have a go!
So I eventually break my duck with a Megs. So that's not a bad one, is it, Callum?
That's a 5-0 shot right there. Fantastic.
No disrespect, but you changed the goalies, and I feel sorry for him, actually.
No, I think he's struggling with his legs a bit now, so taking advantage of a 5-0 for sure. Obviously, your goal there, you've gave it a shout up board, and for once he's played it down board instead of down middle. You've had a nice little turn and straight through his legs.
And with that, I think I'll have to call it a night. Brilliant. Thanks ever so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.